In the heart of the forest, where the trees grew tall and the creatures roamed free, there lived a quick-witted squirrel named Squeaky. Squeaky was known throughout the forest for his speed and agility, darting from branch to branch with ease. But one sunny afternoon, as Squeaky was out gathering nuts for the winter, he spotted a majestic leopard named Leo, lounging in the shade of a giant oak tree. Leo was unlike any other creature in the forest, for he possessed eyes that shone like gold and fur that glistened like silk. The Squeaky watched Leo with curiosity, wondering how this magnificent beast had managed to grow so strong and powerful without putting in the effort of exercising himself. "How do you do it, Leo?" Squeaky asked, his tail twitching with excitement. "You seem to be able to lounge around all day, yet still manage to look like a mighty hunter." Leo chuckled, his deep voice rumbling through the forest floor. "Ah, Squeaky, my friend," he said. "You would be surprised at what a little laziness can do for one. I spend my days lounging in the sun, and my nights sleeping in my cozy den. By the time the sun rises again, I am refreshed and ready to hunt." Squeaky's eyes grew wide with envy. He had always been taught that hard work was essential for survival, but Leo seemed to be doing just fine without putting in much effort at all. "But don't you get bored lounging around all day?" Squeaky asked. Leo shrugged, his golden fur glistening in the sunlight. "Not really," he said. "I find joy in doing nothing. I watch the world go by from my favorite spot on a branch, and I listen to the songs of the birds. Sometimes I even take naps in the warm sunbeams that filter through the leaves." Squeaky was intrigued by Leo's carefree nature, but he couldn't help feeling a pang of jealousy. He had always been so focused on gathering nuts for the winter that he had forgotten to enjoy the beauty of the forest. Just then a fierce storm rolled in, bringing with it heavy rain and strong winds. The trees creaked and swayed, their branches snapping under the pressure. Squeaky's home was nearby, and he knew that his cozy nest would be no match for the tempest raging outside. Leo, however, seemed completely unfazed by the storm. He curled up in a ball on the branch where they had first met, closed his eyes, and let the wind carry him away. Squeaky watched in amazement as Leo rode out the storm with ease, laughing and chatting as if he were enjoying a lazy Sunday afternoon. When the storm finally passed, leaving behind a tranquil forest bathed in golden sunlight, Squeaky realized that he was left shivering and cold. His nest had been destroyed, and his precious nuts were scattered all over the forest floor. Leo noticed Squeaky's distress and approached him with a sympathetic smile. "I'm sorry to hear that, my friend," he said, "but perhaps this is an opportunity for you to learn something from me." Squeaky looked at Leo warily, unsure of what to make of his words. But Leo continued, "You see, Squeaky, I may not be as physically strong as some creatures in the forest, but I have learned to appreciate the simple things in life. I know how to find joy in doing nothing, and that has allowed me to conserve my energy for more important things." Squeaky thought about Leo's words as he huddled under a nearby bush, trying to warm himself up. He realized that he had been so focused on gathering nuts and preparing for the winter that he had forgotten to enjoy the present moment. As he watched Leo lazing in the sun, Squeaky began to understand the value of taking it easy. He saw that Leo's carefree nature wasn't a sign of laziness, but rather a testament to his ability to find joy in simple things. From that day forward, Squeaky made a conscious effort to balance his busy schedule with moments of relaxation. He would take breaks from gathering nuts and sit under the shade of a tree, watching the birds sing and listening to the rustling leaves. And whenever he felt overwhelmed by the demands of life, he would remember Leo's words. "It is not what you do, but how you feel about it." Squeaky learned that sometimes taking it easy was the best way to get things done. As for Leo, he continued to lounge in the sun, watching the world go by with a smile on his face. For in the forest, where life could be unpredictable and harsh, there was no better way to find peace than in the simple act of doing nothing. The moral of the story is that sometimes taking it easy can be just as important as hard work. By finding joy in the simple things and conserving your energy, you can achieve more in the long run. Remember, it's not what you do, but how you feel about it that truly matters.